Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Jason Gordon with the G2 Radio Network, and I am delighted to have with us today Gabriel Osiris, who is an award-winning author. He's already published one book titled Sacred. We did an interview with him in regards to writing that book. But today we have him here, and we're going to talk about his latest book, Dear Sick Mental Virus. Welcome back, Osiris.
Thank you so much for having me back on this show. I couldn't wait for it. I've been hoping to come back on this show since I did the last one with you close to a year ago. So thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. We've worked together for a long time. And so, you know, if you ever have any ideas about anything, you know, you can always call me and we'll just talk about anything on the air. I don't mind because, you know, we are all trying to make this world a better place. And so positivity and strength in numbers can really make a difference. And with how you express yourself in your books really does make a difference. And it really can resonate, I think, with our listening audience as we try to promote positivity and bring awareness to mental health. And so with that, tell us about yourself and your journey to becoming an author.
Oh, man. Okay. It's weird. It's just, who are you? I don't know who I am anymore. Hello, everyone. My name is Osiris. As you mentioned in the intro, award-winning author, specifically poetry. I do a bit of children's stories as well. Let's see, a bit about who I am. I'm a husband, father, active duty military member. I met Doctor here several years ago on a previous assignment that we were together on. So, but anyway, that's besides the point. Let's see, a bit about me. I love to help people, specifically through my storytelling with poetry. And I also love to create these vibrant, colorful, fun, amazing worlds for children in my children's books. I do have experience as well in graphic novels, though I don't have a graphic novel that is out. It won't come out actually until maybe end of next year or probably 2025. But yes, I'll stop at that point. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, no, I love the fact that you're already thinking about books ahead that you haven't written. And because it seems like your mind is always in that creative mode, which is phenomenal to capture those snippets of time, and I'm sure you probably write them down and you're able to come back to them and say, yeah, I may not put them in this book, but I have a book that I'm thinking about writing in the future that I know it would work very well in.
Oh yes, that's actually really fair to say. And one of my little notebooks that I have in one of my offices is just different book titles of just different things that I have in mind. And some of them I don't even put in paper. Some of them they somehow stay locked into my mind. But most of the time I have written at least the book title on paper, and then that would generate the idea for me to want to write a book about it.
Awesome. So what other books have you written?
Okay, so written, officially published. One, I will mention one that I ghost wrote as well, was this one is called It's Okay to Not Be Okay by author Erica Iraes. I ghost wrote the book for her. That one was published back in June, and that's also a poetry book. I've also written Sacred, my first publication. It's also a poetry book, Sacred. Then my children's book, Goodbye, John, that came out earlier this year. That's a little children's book for ages 0 to 5, but children from 6 to 8 have also read it and enjoyed it. Then those are the books that I've actually written and published. I know this next one, Dear Sick Mental Virus, I know we'll talk about that and when that's going to release, so I'll wait to answer that question. But I've written in total about 10 to 11 books, and is awaiting publication between, actually, in a couple of weeks will be the first of 10 books that's going to be releasing between September of this year and December of 2025.
Fantastic. I can't wait. And I did get the children's book, and we will interview you about that at a separate time. That's a really cute book, and I recommend it to everyone. So I will definitely keep plugging that one. But at what point did you decide to write your current book, Dear Sick Mental Virus?
Oh, that was, I know the idea came about back in 2021 when I was in the mental health clinic over in Southern California. I was talking to one of the providers, and I just got this idea of, I know you're familiar with the DSM-5 that we use, but I looked at that acronym and just thought, well, maybe, you know, I can try to pay homage to this, to these patients and things of people who have made some sort of an impact on my life, and me talk about my own trauma and secondary trauma and people that I've met whose lives have impacted me, or maybe share their stories in a way that doesn't go on the verge of HIPAA.
Yeah.
But I got the idea from about 2021 from the DSM-5. So I decided to take that, those letters, and turn it into the Dear Sick Mental Virus, my own little acronym with it. And just decided to write about just different aspects of mental illnesses. Again, this is verging from my experience working in mental health, as well as when I was writing my last poetry book, Sacred, on the chapter 3 titled Mental Hell. This book is actually an extension of that chapter, but I wrote an entire book out about it, just because in that previous poetry book, there were several poems in that book that didn't even make the book because the chapter was already bulky with the titles that I had included in that chapter. And so I just felt like there was more to expand on with that topic. And I think rightfully so, like, mental health is a really big topic.
It is. And we're trying to normalize the fact that everyone is affected by mental health, and faking it until you make it just doesn't last. And eventually something's going to happen in our lives that will manifest in a way the stressors that maybe we've been holding back, or any other type of situations or past trauma that we've been experiencing. It will manifest in either some sort of behavior or feeling or even thought. And with this book, you really did articulate the differences from depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. And with that, in Dear Sick Mental Virus, what is your favorite line from the book would you identify as being?
Oh, wow. There's a few. I know, even on the, I say on the back of the book, there's three words, and that's those three words that I live by, and it's simply never give up. Never give up. I'd say that's my favorite line that I use in correlation with this book. In fact, that phrase is used a few times throughout this book as well. It has the strongest meaning to me, because it's just indicative of a continuous fight. The heart of a fighter, the courage to stay in it and to not quit on yourself, or to not give up on like careers or your health or people that you care for and that care for you, and you're trying to make things work. So I'd say that never give up is my favorite line from the book.
That's a great line. That is a great line. I mean, it's packed full of great quotes that you put in there, and short little sentences that are so impactful that I think people need to be reminded once they read that. It's really going to resonate. So that's exactly right. I love that one. That was one of my favorites as well. And you've been listening to the G2 Radio Network interview series, where we have the pleasure of interviewing Osiris, Gabriel Osiris, the author, an award-winning author of his current book, Dear Sick Mental Virus, on the G2 Radio Network. Stay tuned for part 2 tomorrow, and thank you for listening today.